Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we're very close to the end of Starless. There's only four endings left. That's it. And they're all probably going to be crazy. So let's go ahead and get started. So I passed by the reception room. I think I heard some voices coming from inside. I stopped to listen, and sure enough, I'm right. It sounds like two people talking. Who could it be at this time at night? Curious, I put my ear against the door to listen in. I easily identify one of the people as the mistress, but the other one doesn't seem to be anyone I know. It's a man's voice, but it doesn't sound anything like Kyoichi or Makoto. He sounds much older. I guess this late at night? There's something fishy about this. I have no idea exactly when he got here, that the mistress didn't say anything about a guest. I get closer to hear what they're saying. The door is too thick for me to make anything out. Damn it. I give up, take my ear off the door. That's bugging the hell out of me, though. I grab the doorknob for the hell of it, try turning. Surprisingly, I find it isn't locked. The door turns just fine. So we're going to peek inside. This is how you get all the other endings. I quietly open the door and crack a peek inside. The mistress is inside with an old gentleman in a black suit and three boys about Makoto's age. They're all facing away from the door, so I can't say with absolute certainty, but I'm pretty sure I don't know any of them, barring the mistress. All the boys are in their underwear, and the mistress is sitting in a seductive pose with her see-through camisole. The guy in the suit is the only one wearing proper clothes. He must have been the one who brought the boys here. One look at this scenario is enough to know that something bizarre is going on. So these are the new kids, huh? Yes, there are more, but I only brought the ones I felt were ripe enough and would fit your taste. They are certainly ripe. She ogles them for a good while. These are some fine specimens you brought me. They all look so delicious. You have my gratitude. Think nothing of it, ma'am. With all the generous contributions you make every year to our orphanage, it's the least we can do to repay you. As usual, we raise them in an environment of complete celibacy. Not only are they virgins, but we don't even let them masturbate. I believe they should keep you entertained for a good while. The man explains with almost utmost politeness. I can't wait to try them out. From what I'm hearing, it seems like a certain orphanage sends her young boys as offerings to repay her for all the money she contributes to them. The boys chosen have very fine and delicate features, much like Makoto. You can consider them sacrifices offered up to the mistress to appease her voracious appetite. But despite the negative connotation of such a term, they all wait with uncontained anticipation for the mistress to suck them dry. I guess pretty much anyone would act the same way if they were deprived of all sexual outlets during the throes of puberty. You may even consider them lucky. To get to experience something this hardcore at such a young age, it might be something to brag about. On the other hand, it may end up being too much for them to handle at their age. It could be a traumatic experience for them, even leaving them impotent. Whatever the case may be, one thing's for sure, they won't be leaving this place so easily. My loins burn as I imagine the kind of life that awaits them. Fortunately, I don't have to imagine for very long as their sampling begins right in front of my eyes. Come over here, boy. She beckons one of them over. Yes, ma'am. He blushes as he walks up to her shyly. You can start by licking my foot. She sticks her foot out in front of the boy. With pleasure. He kneels in front of her and brings his face up to her foot. She sticks his tongue out. What? And gently moves it. Okay. She gently sticks his tongue out and moves it along the skin of her foot. Yes, that's good. Lick it all you want. He gets more and more bold, licking between her toes and getting a good taste of her sweaty foot. Okay, that's enough. The boy was so involved in licking her foot that he's disappointed to have to stop. Once he backs away, the mistress points to the next boy. As for you, she lifts her other foot up, leaving both legs in the air. You'll be looking here. She spreads her legs and shows off what's between them. Yes, ma'am. He keeps his eyes locked on her crotch the entire time as he moves up to her. He buries his face into her groin and starts licking it over her underwear. No, you're a feisty one. His first taste of a woman enters his mouth and takes over his brain. Okay, that's enough. Any more, and my panties would be a soggy mess of spit. She pulls him away from her crotch and invites a third one over. Now it's your turn to lick. He gulps as she pulls her panties down, revealing her puffy lips swollen with excitement. Okay, his cheeks are bright red as he kneels down and sticks his face between her legs. Trembling with excitement, he brings his tongue up to her pussy. His cute face belies her bold actions. He immediately starts licking all over her pussy and her clitoris, prompting a reaction out of her. No, you're pretty good for a virgin. After enjoying his tongue for a good while, she directs him to stop. Okay, that's enough. Now it's my turn to get a taste of you. She brings them all to the center of the room and has them lie down. They all breathe heavily with excitement as they imagine what's about to happen to them. Brief look over the room reveals a weird machine in the corner. Considering it's usually not there, I can assume it's put there for what's about to happen. Mistress sits down between them. Don't be so tense. The only thing we need stiff around here is your cocks. The pure-hearted boys blush at their words and get even more nervous. Okay, boys, show me your dirty parts. The mistress eagerly grabs the middle boy's briefs and pulls them down. And it's at this point where I'm really not going to show this, because this is kind of a little bit Shotokan. You know, these are, like, young boys. I don't really think you guys want to see this. I mean, I don't. That was pretty crazy. I muttered to myself as I make haste back to my own room. I only got up to pee, but that's not all that ended up coming out of me. Thankfully, the fatigue from rubbing one out should make it easier to go back to sleep. Turn out the light and hit the hay. Good night. Doesn't take long before I drift back off to dreamland. Okay, now, we technically don't need to do anything till, well, day 13. So, yeah. Day 10. She seems the same as usual. Doesn't look like she noticed that I peeped on her last night. Mikiko comes in with the mistress's food and sets it down. After she's done with that, she comes to greet us as well. I leave the dining room and come to the front hall for a quick breather. And of course he checks out the cars. And he's headed to the basement to take care of Marika's cars. Before I can even take a few steps, my bracelet starts beeping. It's from the mistress. Yes, what is it, ma'am? We need to talk. Come to the reception room. Alright. Doesn't sound good, but it's not like I can disobey. I arrive in front of the reception room and knock on the door. Come in. Excuse me. I walk in and see the mistress sitting in her favorite chair. You called me for something? Yes, come over here. I follow her direction and come closer. The reason I asked you here is simple. Once I get closer, she gets down to business. I need to ask, are you by any chance sexually frustrated? What? Why on earth would she ask something like that? Well, there's only one reason I can think of, but why would you think that? I put on a calm exterior and ask. I only asked because you masturbated while peeping into this room last night, am I correct? Ugh, thought no one knew it. Apparently I'm wrong. But how? How does she know? Judging by your reaction, looks like I am. I found a ton of semen outside the room on the door and wall. After giving it a little taste, I quickly discovered it was yours. And judging by how fresh it was, I easily deduced that you must have been watching me with those boys. Wow, that's some solid deduction, and all based on semen alone. She could be a detective. I'm really sorry, it just happened. There's no way I can argue against their evidence. I have to come clean. I was walking by when I thought I heard someone, so I took a look. That's when I saw you doing that. I got turned on and couldn't help myself. So you started masturbating. Yes, I lowered my head apologetically. No need to be so down on yourself. Peeking is certainly a bad thing. Yes, but I think you should actually be praised for masturbating, huh? She catches me off guard. I thought for sure she'd be angry with me. That means you still have the energy to masturbate after all you went through yesterday. That's very impressive. You came so much, too. All you had to do was ask, and I would have let you inside. What a waste. A shiver runs down my spine as I remember what happened to those boys. I'll take masturbation over that any day. I don't know what happened to those boys after that, quite frankly, I don't really want to know. But if you feel guilty about it, you can make up for it by helping me out. By doing what? I asked, fearful of what's coming. Well, I was starting to get bored, so I was planning on doing a little masturbating. Masturbating when you're bored, huh? Sounds like a teenager. Takes off her shoes and sticks her foot towards my face. I'll let you lick my feet like I did for the kids last night. Make sure to get a good taste. She brushes her foot against my mouth. No need to be shy. Here, lick it. When I see that I'm being put in the same situation as the boys from last night, I start to fear for my safety and hesitate. Hee-hee, are you scared about last night? That's okay, I won't force the cum out of you like I did to those boys. She continues trying to put me at ease. They were raised purely so their semen could be extracted for commercial purposes. We keep them virgins until their semen is at its most ripe, then milk it all. It's like fine wine. Once it's at the peak of its ripeness, you use it, and that's that. Keep it any longer, and the taste will deteriorate, and it'll fall in value. I feel sorry for them, but that's just how it is. I'd love to take their virginity, but I can't just go around eating the product, can I? Can't imagine how awful it must be to live a life of complete celibacy with no masturbation just to someone else to take all your semen in a day and sell it. Even more surprising is that there's a market for that kind of thing. Can you imagine how it feels to have three virgin cocks right here in front of you and not being able to eat any of them? My pussy's been aching for cock. As everyone knows, the cock you eat with your mouth just isn't the same as the cock you eat with your pussy. The more you know, I guess. I know what she's going on about, but at least I know my penis is safe now. I think it's about time we deepen our relationship and our sex along with it. I want you to satisfy me with your cock. She grins and pushes her foot against my face again. Now that that's all cleared up, kiss my foot. The smell drifting from her foot eats my nostrils and sets my loins on fire. Yes, ma'am. I obey and bring my face up to her foot. Her foot is sweaty from wearing her shoes all day. The thick and stuffy smell makes my head spin. I stick out my tongue and lick it. Her stockings feel rough against my tongue. She looks down at me with a luscious smile and moans softly, aroused by the feeling of domination from having me lick her foot. So that's just regular dom domination shit there, right? That's like Under the Witch. It has a lot of that in it. So if you like this, go get Under the Witch from Shady Corner Games. And yes, it has a Japanese language track, and it's modeled a lot off Starless. She pushes her stuffy foot against my face, getting me even hornier. I'm starting to get pretty hot. She starts removing her clothes. Her dress falls to the floor, revealing her meaty body covered only by her underwear. She's covered in beads of sweat, and the strong scent of pheromones drifting from her makes my pulse beat faster. You don't need to be reserved. Instead of masturbating and wasting all that semen, you can always just come to my room instead. If I did, I probably wouldn't be getting out of there until morning. Alright, that's good. Let's move on, shall we? She lifts her other leg, showing off her puffy pubic area. I can make out that shape clearly through her wet panties. This is where you'll be looking next. Yes, madam. I gulp and bring my face closer to her crotch. In doing so, the smell of her thick pheromones invades my nose with even more intensity. I bury my head between her legs and start licking her pussy over her underwear. Yes, that's good. She takes off her bra, revealing her breasts. Her perfect white mounts hypnotize me, and I can't take my eyes off them. Did I say you could stop? She wraps her legs around my head and pulls me closer, squeezing my face against her panties. Doesn't it smell lovely? Take as big a whiff as you want. Her thick scent forces itself directly into my nostrils. Once she finally lets me go, she starts taking off her panties. My breath gets caught in my throat as she reveals her bare genitals. The smell gets even thicker, making my brain numb. Now it's time for my pussy, lick it. Yes, ma'am. I reply with ragged breath and bury my face into her crotch with my tongue out. I lick furiously with my tongue, completely losing myself in the act. You're good at this. She moans with hot breath as honey flows from her pot. The taste of her juice in my mouth numbs my tongue and burns my brain. Yes, I think I might come a little before you even stick your cock in me. The more I lick, the more juices flow and the hotter her skin flushes. I focus completely on sucking on her labia and collecting her honey. I move on to her clitoris, wrapping my lips around it and sucking on it. Ah, yes, more, suck it more. Encouraged by her reaction, I suck at it even harder and start nibbling on it lightly. Her body shudders in response. I can tell she's about to come. Yes! She ejaculates hot fluid in my mouth, causing me to cough and reflex. She breathes heavily as the wave of pleasure subsides. I get covered with her juices. Even my pants are damp. Not bad for foreplay, she says with a look of context. And now it's time for the real thing. Let's see if you can satisfy me with your cock next. She pours into my crotch. I've been hard for a while now. The tent in my pants makes my erection obvious. Now get out of those wet pants so we can do it. She lies back in her chair and lifts her legs in the air, showing off her pussy and getting in the position to make it easy for me to stick it in. Now give me a taste of that cock. She shakes her hips at me, tempting me. Unable to keep myself in check any longer, I rip my clothes and position myself over her. Tip of my penis is already covered with pre-cum. It looks delicious. How about we add a little more spice to make it even more tasty? She reaches over to the desk and opens it. After fishing around a bit, she comes up with a white suppository. Wait, you gonna stick that in my ass? Yeah, no, silly. She puts it on her tongue and lathers up with her spit. Once it's wet enough, she brings it up to my crotch. We're gonna stick it in here. Oh, in the urethra! Yeah, she shoves it right down my urethra without even blinking. My urethra has to stretch open well past its normal size to accommodate the much larger object. Ow! Hang in there. It shouldn't take long till it melts down. Once it does, you'll experience pleasure like you've never dreamed. We developed that medicine to give solid erections to impotent old men. Should work wonders on someone as young as you. I look on in fear as the medicine melts inside my penis. As the medicine melts, the blood vessels in my penis start to bulge out, maxing my erection. The pain inside my urethra starts to die down, only to be replaced with a hot burning sensation. Ugh, it burns! What the hell is going on? Putting it directly inside works like a charm, apparently. The mistress smiles as she gives one last push with her finger, pushing the medicine down all the way inside my penis. They're all in. The medicine finishes melting deep inside my urethra, and the burning sensation spreads over the entire area. Ugh, it burns. My penis is so sensitive I could come just from touching the air. It's driving me crazy. I know how awful it must feel. You stick it in me, I'll make you feel all better. I stick the tip of my penis inside her pussy without even giving it a second of thought. I shiver as the warmth of her honeypot coats my cock. The medicine makes it feel twice as good as usual. Stick it all the way inside. I'm more than happy to oblige. I find myself waist deep inside her before I even realize what I'm doing. Ugh. This is amazing. I take a firm grip of her waist as our pelvises crash against each other. My head goes blank from the pleasure of being wrapped in her warm flesh. Oh, yes, harder, she moans sweetly as I thrust into her. The medicine seems to be having an effect on her, too. She's a lot more vocal than usual. Our juices flow freely as I pound against her soft, meaty hips. Ah, harder. Give it to me harder. Oh! I try to give her what she wants and pick up the pace, ramming into her faster. Yes, keep going, I'm gonna come. She shivers with pleasure as her body reacts sensitively to my thrust. I'm incredibly sensitive because of the medicine. I won't last more than a second at this pace, just as I'm about to slow down, her walls clamp on me first. Ah, I'm coming! Me too, I'm coming! I fill her womb with my sperm. Oh, you're hot, come. You're gonna make me pregnant. Her womb sucks on my tip, drinking the semen that shoots out of it. After emptying my cum inside her, I'm overcome with a satisfying sense of lethargy. My excitement cools and I'm able to think straight again. The effects of the medicine seem to have died down. You really filled me with cum. Are you trying to get me pregnant? I figured if I came outside, she'd complain about it. Yeah, that's fine if you do. You will have to take responsibility, though. I know it's a joke, but it's still bad for my heart. You can pull your cock out now. Oh, she moans lightly at the feeling of my penis leaving her. Her lower lips twitch as white goo dribbles out from them. My cock is still hard and covered with cum and juices. I'm full of sperm, I love it. You really might just get me pregnant. After she's done relishing in the situation, she starts pushing with her lower muscles. Her pussy spread open and my semen starts flowing out. She wrinkles her brow as she pushes even harder to get the rest of my cum out of her womb. The semen leaks over the sofa and drips down onto the floor. Once she's done, she puckers her brow with a look of discontent. I know you were under the effects of the medicine and all, but couldn't you have held out a bit longer? I'm really sorry, I couldn't help myself. She sees how scared I am and smiles again. Oh well, I'll just have you make up for it with frequency. She pushes her ass back towards me. My cock is still hard from the medicine and I'm ready to go. Now we stop at scat, folks. Now my ass wants it. Be a doll and feed it with your cock. Ha ha. Panting heavily, I take my member and stick it inside her asshole. Her anus opens with the softness of the finest rubber as it invites the tip of my penis inside. Ah! I love the feeling of a cock in my ass. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. She pants with pleasure as her anus clamps down on my cock. It's extremely tight and warm, bringing a different sort of pleasure than her pussy. It's so intense that I'm nearly out of breath and we haven't even started yet. It's time to fuck me in the ass, she says. Pound your hips into me. Fuck your my dirty hole with your cock. I give her what she wants. Oh, it's too tight. She squirms in the chair with her legs raised up in the air. Her asshole seems to be even more sensitive than her pussy. Her tight anus walls nearly rip the head off my cock with each thrust. It's so scorching hot inside of her that I can't resist going in and out of her faster and faster. Oh yes, your hard cock is moving through my intestines. It's like my poop is going out and coming back inside me. Her sphincter locks around my penis like a pair of lips. This keeps up, I'm going to come just as quickly as before. I want to slow down, my body won't listen to me. Yes, harder. Her words are broken up by her increasingly louder moaning. Juice flows from her untouched pussy leaking down into her anus and serving as lubricant. Yes, I'm going to come. My anal orgasm is coming. Beads of sweat drip from her trembling body. I can feel my orgasm coming up too. My balls are swollen with cum that's aching to release each time they smack against her ass. More, more, just a little more, and I'm going to come from my ass. The mistress thrusts her hips harder against me, seeking more pleasure. I'm conflicted between the desire to feel more of this pleasure and the desire to get away from it. Oh yes, my ass is coming, I'm coming. Hot liquid splashes from your urethra as she comes. It's too tight. As she orgasms, her sphincter muscles choke hard on my member, serving as the trigger for my own climax. I'm coming! Crushing pressure against my cock forces the cum right out of me. My ass is burning with cum. My semen is unusually thick and plentiful because of the effects of the drug. Pleasure is so intense that pain runs through my balls with each shot. Oh, your cum is filling my stomach. She shakes with pleasure as I fill her with my seed. It just keeps coming and coming. There's so much cum that eventually my cum starts spilling back out of her ass. I'm already full. Shoot the rest all over my body. Cover me with your sticky cum. She squeezes with her anus and pushes my member out. With my cock open out in open air, I fulfill her request and spray her body with hot cum. My sperm flies through the air in a white arc and lands on the mistress's luscious body. Ah, here it comes. She watches gleefully as semen spurts towards her like a geyser. Oh god, I love this smell. Give me more. Cover me. She pants with ecstasy as I cover her from head to stomach with sticky white cum. Semen pours from my cock as freely as urine as I leave my body to pleasure and continue over her with my cover her with my fluid. Okay. Eventually comes to a stop, freeing me from fierce pleasure. Excuse me. Uh-oh. I collapse to the floor in exhaustion while Mistress leans back comfortably in her chair. A gurgling sound comes from her ass and the semen I poured inside starts dribbling out. Like last time, it leaks onto the chair and drips down on the floor. You, he, she giggles. The look of euphoria as cum pours from her ass. That was good, Savitari. I'll ask you again whenever I'm bored. Thanks to your cum, I think I'll be able to have a smooth bowel movement today. She gets up from her chair to answer the sudden call of nature. See you later. Still naked, she leaves me behind to head for the bathroom. I put my clothes back on and force my tired body out of the reception room. I make my way back to the front hall. The mistress ate up quite a bit of my time, and now I can finally get back to work on Marcus cars. My fatigue is quickly blown away by anticipation as I head to the basement. Hold on. I descend the stairs and proceed deeper inside. I come in front of the garage door and punch the code into the lock. Once I finish punching the code, I hear the sound of the door unlocking. I open the door and step inside. Flip on the lights. I'm a bit short on time. Better hurry up and get started. Wasting no time, I grab the materials from the locker and get down to business. I want to finish every car before my contract expires and need every bit of time I can get. Spend the rest of my free time focused on my work. I didn't even consider the idea of getting some rest. While I'm busy working in the garage, my bracelet suddenly starts beeping. Yes, I push the button to put it in talk mode and put it up to my ear. Salutari, could you come to the Great Hall for a second? It's the mistress. Okay, do you need me for something? Yeah, there's something I could use your help with. It doesn't sound good. Alright, I'm on my way. I'll be waiting. I stop what I'm doing and leave the garage. It's not like I can refuse. I walk all the way to the end of the first floor hallway and come to the large door that leads to the Great Hall. I take a second to gather my nerves and knock. Come in, I hear the mistress's voice coming from inside. Pardon me. Hesitant, I open the door and step in. Never really had the opportunity to come here before. I look around in awe at how spacious it is as I proceed further inside. I notice the mistress is in the center of the room wearing a leotard and practicing ballet poses in front of a mirror. Oh, I've seen this one. Hold on. Like, I've seen some of the CGs for this. Yep. Hello, sorry if I kept you waiting. She seems to be really focused on keeping balance, and I'm a bit hesitant to interrupt. Judging by her stance, she seems to be surprisingly flexible. I mean, I don't really know the intricacies of ballet, but I can tell just by the way she's able to stretch to keep balance that she isn't new to this. But the thing that hits me the most is how she looks in a leotard. I can't take my eyes off her scrumptious body line. It's hard to believe she's the mother of three children. Now, if only she wasn't a pervert with such a screwed-up personality. After maintaining the same position for quite a while, she takes a breath and relaxes. That's when she looks over and notices me. Oh, you're here. Sorry about that. I was so focused I didn't notice. That's okay. So what did you need me for? All right. She continues on without breaking her pose. I just thought I'd try a little ballet to get in shape for tomorrow's party. Unfortunately, I haven't done this in a while, and I'm having some trouble getting back into the groove. That's when I figured I'd call you and have you help me out. Yeah, but I don't know anything about ballet. Oh, you don't have to worry about that. All you need to do is just help support me. I'm alright. Alright, she looks plenty in shape to me, so I don't see why this is necessary. Besides, it's not like one day of ballet is going to make much of a difference. You can get changed into the clothes lying over there. She points at the huge piano which has some white clothes draped over it. Alright then, I go over and pick them up. Once I unfold the clothes and see exactly what it is, I lose my words. It's a men's leotard and one that seems to be way too small for me. I don't have the guts to wear something that embarrassing. What are you waiting for? Hurry up and get changed and get over here. She sees me hesitating and urges me on. Yes, right away. I strip off my clothes and put on the leotard. There are no other clothes to go with the leotard, so I have to wear it with nothing underneath. It's made of flexible material, so I'm able to squeeze into it, but the material is so thin you can see my nipples and privates right through it. It's also tighter than I was expecting. The costume digs into my groin and it feels weird. Well, let's get started. Would you come over here and help support me? Alright. I get behind her and try to support her with my hands. Like this? Oh. I wrap my hands around her and bring her body against mine. The smell of her sweat and body tickles my nostrils and numbs my brain. Our leotards are made of such thin fabric that I can feel the soft sensation of her skin throughout it. Our groins are pressed against each other, and my penis rubs against her pubic area, exciting me even further. Yes, that's good. Just stay like that for a while. All right. She hums occasionally as she continues doing ballet under my support. She tries a number of complex poses, and I do my best to support her for each one. All of them are sexy poses that involve sticking our hips together. It feels more like we're practicing a bunch of sexual positions together, and it's strangely arousing. By the time she finally comes back to the pose we started with, the muscles in my arms and legs are starting to ache. And because our privates were touching the entire time, I'm seconds away from getting an erection. Phew, looks like I got a little sweaty. Our leotards stick to our skin because of all the sweat. The mistress's large chest heaves up and down as she catches her breath from the workout. Alright, that just about does it for the warm-up. Warm-up? You mean there's more? I ask incredulously. I'm incredibly pretty tired, not to mention that if I have to go through all that again, I'll be so horny I won't know what to do with myself. Whatever do you mean? Of course ballet was just a warm-up. This is where the real fun starts. Ballet is nice and all, but sex is much more efficient. Not to mention pleasurable. Sex is as much of a sport to her as ballet is. I can't say I'm surprised. This must be what she had in mind all along when she called me. And I know you're starting to get hard. You can't hide it from me. Yeah, I guess that was easy to tell, what with our groins touching pretty much the entire time. Now let's join our bodies together in a dance of love. Put your hands around my chest this time. Give my breasts a good workout. Okay. I bring my hands up from her hips to her breasts and fondle them through the leotard. She shivers at my touch. The thin fabric does little to dull the sensation of her soft curves. The sweat on her large breasts causes them to stick to my palm. I run my fingers across her breasts in search of her nipples. From the feel of it, it seems like she's wearing pasties. Yes, more. Do it harder. I squeeze and fondle her breasts with everything I have. Oh, yes, that's good. Guess I should return the favor. She brings our groins even closer together and starts rubbing her crotch against my cock. My shoulders jump as the privates push against my sensitive penis through the thin fabric. I don't think your cock can take much more. Filling up her boobs as she rubs her crotch against mine makes my cock as hard as a rock. As my cock gets harder, the already tight leotard gets even tighter around my crotch, intensifying the pleasure. Getting your cock rubbed through a leotard feels pretty good, doesn't it? Yes, yes it does. The stain forming at the tip of my member is all the proof you need. Much to my embarrassment, it stands out rather plainly in this leotard. My pre-cum permeates through the leotard and starts to drip. Oh, I can feel your cock throbbing against my pussy. I can already smell your pre-cum from here. It's intoxicating. She starts grinding her hips against my erect member even harder. Ah, so you're gonna make me cum. I groan, unable to resist any longer. Do it. I'll rub one out of you before you stick it in me. I rub my hips against hers subconsciously in pursuit of more pleasure. This is incredible. The leotard rubs against the tip of my cock with each thrust. It feels so good that I could almost pass out. I'm coming! My hips tremble as my cock explodes inside the leotard. My cum shoots right through the thin leotard and lands on the ground. After I stop coming, she stops rubbing against me and looks at me with lewd eyes. Oh my, look how much you came, hee-hee. You must really enjoy having that leotard rub against your cock. Haha, I'm sorry, it felt so good, I couldn't help it. I confess my honest feelings with ragged breath. Now it's your turn to please me. Let's get these leotards out of the way and have some real fun. At her behest, I ripped the tight leotard off my body and hits the floor with a wet little squish. Now free from its confines, my erect cock pushes up against the mistress's crotch. Take off mine, too. Yes, ma'am. Indeed. I nod and pull the sweaty leotard off her. Ah, how liberating. After some clumsy effort, I get her leotard off and discard it to the floor. The only thing she has on now are the pasties over her nipples, a pair of stockings, and a micro-bikini. Okay, let's pick up where we left off. Yes, ma'am. I bring my hands back up to her breasts. Actually, those are in the way, too. Could you remove them for me? She refers to the pasties over her nipples. Okay. I grab them by the edge and peel them off of her nipples. With the pasties out of her way, her hard nipples are in clear sight. I fiddle with her hard nipples as I fondle her breasts. Now take off my panties. I'm ready to have you inside me. She whispers into my ear. I take one hand away from her breasts and bring it south. Yes, that's good. Now get my panties. I untie the string on her panties and pull the little piece of cloth off of her. They're damp with all the sweat and juice they absorb, causing them to squish when they hit the floor. The mistress is already sopping wet from arousal. I rub my erect member along the crevice and get ready to stick it in, covering my cock in her hot juices. Let's get a condom on you before we start. My throat is parched from all that exercise. I'm just aching for some of your nutritious cock milk. She whispers into my ear, making my penis throb even harder. I'd prefer to do it raw, but I can't turn down a request like that. I'm sure my sperm would be delighted to serve as a protein shake. With her experienced fingers, she gets a condom over my penis in no time. Now stick your cock in me and give me a nice, thick dose of your hot milk. Yes, ma'am. I take my hard and throbbing member, just aching for action, and thrust it inside her. We maintain the same dance position as before while our wet pussy accepts my cock with ease. I grab her breast and start slamming my cock in and out of her. I'm so worked up from being cock teased for so long that I forget everything else and just go at it like an animal. Ah, you're being so rough. It's like you're a starved virgin all over again. You're making me so hot. The mistress screams and her pussy strangles my cock even harder. If I wasn't wearing a condom, I probably would have come right then and there. Ah, yes, now this is the dance I was looking for. She gets more into it and moves her hips along with mine to choke the semen out of my member. The feeling of her hot and wet honey pot surrounding my member brings my arousal to its climax. The condom barely does a thing to dull my sensitivity, and I'm already approaching my second orgasm. But I can tell the mistress is close too. Her body's flushed and she shivers harder each time I pound into her. Oh, your cock feels too good. I'm already coming. Me too. I can't hold it anymore. We thrust our bodies against each other even harder and shiver with pleasure and anticipation as we hit climax together. Good, let's come at the same time. I'm coming! Yes, my penis explodes inside of her quivering pussy. I fired my semen into the condom wall inside of her. The condom fills up with so much cum that it threatens to push my penis back out of her. There it is, I can feel the condom growing inside me with your cum. We stay together like that for a while, enjoying the taste of our orgasm. Once the pleasure starts to die down, I pull my penis out of her. My penis falls out, and the condom drops heavily off the tip from all the semen. Hee, that's quite a bit for your second round. You must have really wanted me to drink your cum. Another shiver of excitement runs down my back from her words. Don't worry, I won't leave a drop of your thick, creamy milk. She takes the condom off my penis and brings it up to her mouth. She puts a condom in her mouth and sucks out the thick, bubbly cream inside of it. The balloon-sized condom gradually shrinks as she guzzles the cum down her throat. Soon, she completely drains the condom of its contents, bringing it back down to its original size. She throws the empty condom to the ground and licks the cum off of her around the mouth. That was quite delicious. Your fresh little sperm are probably swimming around inside my belly as we speak. They can't get me pregnant, but at least they'll serve as my nutrition, hee-hee. Her comment makes my cock throb, wanting more. Now let's do it raw. I want you to come inside me this time. I just know your cock won't be satisfied unless we do it one more dance. Yes, ma'am. I give her what we both want. I know there's going to be a lesson coming up soon after this, and I should probably converse my energy, but at this moment, just don't care. No, there's nothing quite like doing it raw. The lack of a condom makes my penis more sensitive than before. It feels so good, I thrust into her with everything I have, not even caring that I already came 2 times already. You're still bustling with so much energy. How I envy your youth. Still incredibly sensitive from my last orgasm, I let the intense pleasure take over my brain as I play with her boobs and plow into her with all my remaining strength. Yes, yes, your cock is the best. I could let you work here forever. Her pussy squeezes harder on my cock, not wanting to let go. Ah, don't squeeze that hard. As her hips move harder and harder, mine are right there along with them, matching her thrust for thrust. We weren't at it for long when a bolt of pleasure suddenly shoots through her body. I'm coming again. This is why I can't quit having sex with young men. Her voice goes up an octave as her shaking gets more intense. I'm in pretty much the same boat. I'm coming up on the edge. Ah, I just came and I'm already coming again. Yes, come inside me. Fill my womb with your sperm. She yells as her womb presses against the tip of my member, begging for semen. Ah, this is too much. I can't take it any longer. I take hold of her hips and launch my cum into her womb. I'm coming! Ah, I'm coming. The feeling of having semen pumped inside of her makes the mistress climax along with me. Her entrance to her womb sticks to my cock like a vacuum, sucking the cum right out of it. Once it's over, we lean against each other in comfortable exhaustion. Of the two of us, I'm more worse for wear after having been drained of so much cum. Having exhausted all of its juice over 3 orgasms, my penis goes flaccid and falls out of her slit on its own. With my cock no longer stopping her pussy, all the semen I shot inside her starts flowing back out like a waterfall and makes a puddle on the floor. Look at all that cum. You really do want to get me pregnant, don't you? I didn't mean to. I was only kidding, but you know I'm starting to like you even more. Keep it up, I might get serious about you. Her bewitching smile sends a cold chill down my spine. Okay. Once I finish with the mistress, I come rushing back to the garage. I still have some time before the lesson. I get the things that I need out of the locker and get down to business. I've only managed to finish 2 cards before. There's still 5 more to go. Hold on, I've only managed to finish 2 cards so far. There's still 5 more to go. I'll need to pick up the pace if I want to finish before I leave. I decide to use all my time on the cards without taking any breaks. And then I finished 2 cards already. I'm starting to get the hang of it. Things go rather smooth. Okay, so now I'm in this one, which I'm not even really sure if I'm supposed to, because it doesn't say. Just trying to make sure we get the right ending. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we saw that already. Okay. Now, I'm not supposed to lend the money, and it's supposed to give me a new ending. Okay, so this is gonna lead to the next ending. We're gonna go right into that ending. Alright, guys. And of course, this one, he didn't lend her the money, so she's probably not gonna help him. And the vase will get smashed. So that's gonna be one more ending. Which, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a little late. I kind of stayed up late last night. But I guess we can go through it. Because we know what's going to happen. He's like, yeah, you want me to do the cleaning. It's the same thing. Yep. The same thing. I guess I'll start with the window. Oh, this is different. Hold on. I hear a nasty sound coming under me, and the vase starts to tilt. I look down and see what it is, and see the stand of the vase is sitting on just snapped. Oh, shit. The vase tilts opposite direction. I can't catch it in time. Oh, here it goes. Yep. I don't have to pay for it. Yeah, no, you're gonna have to pay for the vase. They went to go get it. Yep. Yep, remember, she took it. I'm afraid. Okay. Alright, so she was gonna try to. Alright, 3 minutes, I went, okay. It's unfortunate, but I'm afraid you'll have no other choice but to pay it off with your body. It's gonna happen to him. After listening to our conversation from outside the room, she comes in and asks out of concern. Well, if he doesn't have the money, the only thing he has left is his body. To be more specific, we'll sell him off to anyone interested in buying him. That's awful. Is there really no other way? As a matter of fact, there is. If you were to pay for the face, you could save him. Having no more money than I do, she backs away and gives up. So you see, Salutari, I'm afraid you have to cancel your plans to leave here. Very well. Though hesitant, I have no choice but to go along with it. Can't think of any other way to pay off the vase. Oh, but don't worry. It's not all bad news. What? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Do you remember Kimishima from the party? Well, she was quite eager to have you work at her place. At first I refused, but now would be a good time to reconsider. I can hand you over to her in exchange for the money to pay for the vase. She seems to have taken a pretty good liking to you. So I'm sure she'll be willing to put forth at least $4 million. I think it's a pretty good proposal. I'd have you continue to work here, but I already put out ads for new servants. So what do you say? I think you should go for it. She waits for my answer with a smile. Well, alright, if you're that set on it, I give in to her pushiness and accept. Kimishima seems to be just as messed up as the mistress, but I suppose it's preferable than going with a complete stranger. Okay. Besides, she's the one who bought Makoto. It'd be more comfortable having a familiar face around. Good to hear it. I knew you'd come through. As a matter of fact, she's actually coming over today on business. She should be here soon. You can have her take her back with you when she leaves. What convenient timing. It's almost like she had this all planned out. Now that that's settled, I better give her a call. She leaves the room in a good mood. Are you going to be okay? Oh, don't worry. I can handle myself. I force myself to answer with a smile. Just when you thought you were gonna go home, how awful. It's no big deal if you think of it as just having my stay prolonged a bit longer, ha ha ha. I try to put her at ease with words I don't even believe myself. Truth be told, I have no idea when I'll ever be able to go home. Well, good luck over there. Thanks. The thought of having to go through that torture all over again makes me want to cry. Short while later, Kimishima arrives at the residence. Hey, Marie. No, long time no see. You certainly got here fast. Once I heard I'd be getting Sawatari, I got here as fast as I could. I stepped forward to greet my new master. Hello, Miss Kimishima. Oh, hello, Sawatari. How have you been? Fine, thank you. Hee-hee, here you go. She suddenly passes me a piece of paper. It's a check. It has a signature on it. It's written for 4 million yen. Now you belong to me. You sure? If I can get you for just 4 million, it's a steal as far as I'm concerned. Knowing Marie, I figured she price gouged me a little more. We're good friends, so I gave you a special deal. Why, thank you. I'll be sure to raise him lovingly in your stead. Try not to be too rough on him and break him. I'm not you. I won't.
Oh?
From what I heard, you ended up killing the pet I gave you just the other day. That was because he wasn't giving me very much milk, so I tried to force it out with the milking machine. I accidentally left the switch on and found him dead the next morning. You literally milked him to death. What a horrible thing to do. But let me tell you, the semen I got from it tasted absolutely heavenly. I could get addicted to that stuff. Hey, I told you semen tastes the best right before they die, didn't I? Makes me want to kill two or three more just so I can experience that taste again. Their conversation makes me regret the fact that I accepted this proposal. So can I take Sawatari with me now? He's yours now. Do whatever you want with him. Hehe, alright, Sawatari, come with me. Yes, mistress. I don't really like being called that. I prefer being your queen. Yes, my queen. Kimishima grabs my hand and takes me to the front door. Goodbye, Sawatari. Good luck. Mirai bids me your final farewell. You too. Those are our last words before we part. Kimishima takes me outside into her car and drives me to her residence. When we arrive, I'm surprised to find her house is just as fancy as the mommy is. Wow, look. Let's kind of look at her house, because I haven't had a chance to look at it. Piano right there, and looks nice. And unlike the mommy, she's the only one living in this huge mansion aside from her servants. However, the number of servants she employs is far more than the Mamiya family. Nearly half of the rooms are taken up by all the servants living there. What's more, they're all young men. She's the only woman in the entire mansion. Despite that, I didn't see any other servants. She told me that she has them stay in their room until she needs them. Things seem to be handled quite differently than at the Mamiya residence. I'm a little worried whether or not I'd be able to fit in. I had a lot to think about as I changed it to the outfit that she provided for me. The uniform itself seems more girly than the one the Mamiya has used. It's kind of embarrassing. Well, what do you think of your new home? It's very spacious. You think so? I don't know. With all the servants around, it's starting to feel kind of cramped. This is what she calls cramped. She fainted if she saw my apartment. Anyway, how about I introduce you to your old friend Makoto? Sure you want to see her again, don't you? Oh yes, of course. I'm a bit curious considering she said her, but I figure it's just a slip-up. Makoto is pretty feminine after all. While I ponder to myself, she goes over to the wall and pushes one of the many switches on it. Soon afterwards, a girl enters the room. Welcome back, my queen. She greets her with a lovely smile. She notices me soon afterwards and comes over to me. It's been a while, Sawatari. What? Puzzles me why a girl I've no memory of would know my name. In fact, Didn't Kimishima say she was the only woman living here? But it's obviously a woman. She's even wearing the female uniform. Befuddled, I give another good look at the face. So then I start to realize that she does indeed look similar. In fact, she looks exactly like Makoto. Her hair and overall atmosphere is utterly different, but her facial features are very similar. Is that you, Makoto? That's right. Even so, I have a hard time actually believing it. True, Makoto is pretty feminine, but this is on a completely different level. She doesn't just look like a woman, she is a woman. She even has breasts. Surprise? But it's true. She's the one and only Makoto. What on earth happened?
私のセックス用ペットとして買い取ったから存分に仲出しセックスするためにそのタバタも潰しちゃったでしょ。
I bought him to be my sex pet, so I started by smashing his balls. That way I can have him come inside me all I want without having to worry about getting pregnant. But after he lost his balls, his hormones started going haywire and his body got more and more feminine. Wanting to make the best out of the opportunity, I tinkered around with his body a bit and helped him become even more like a woman. If you ignore the penis, he'd pass for a woman just about anywhere. So he still has that huge penis even looking like this. This is like Mark all over again. Hey, I know. Now that you're here together like this, why don't you get a taste of his new body? What? I'm not even sure what she's talking about. Don't say that. It's embarrassing. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You already told me before that you wanted Sawatari to stick it in you. Yeah, you're not supposed to tell him that. Hey, you're not supposed to tell him that. Makoto blushes and fidgets with embarrassment. After hearing their conversation, I realize what they're talking about. You want me to have sex with Makoto? I asked, afraid to hear the answer. That's right, but we're both men. Yes, but she looks like a girl, so what's the problem? Well, she's got a pretty impressive thingy attached to him, but as long as you can ignore that, you'll be fine. Oh god, no. No! No! She's actually pretty popular among all the boys here. They love coming in her ass. Hell, they're all happy to drink her cum too. Oh my god, what the fuck am I reading? Sounds like a bunch of fucking perverts. She has the heart and mind of a girl now. She even prefers having sex with men over women. Can't imagine what he's been through since he came here. Something must have completely changed inside of him when he lost his testicles. Makoto wants to do it with you, don't you, Makoto? He nods shyly, making my heart skip a beat. Why don't you take off your clothes and show him your body? At Kimishima's instruction, Makoto shyly removes her skirt. Look, Sawatari, look at how naughty my body is now. He reveals a small part of panties under his skirt. His penis is tucked inside, but it's much too large for the small garment. Next, he takes his thin negligee, showing me the breast underneath. I grip at the sight of his cute and pointy pink nipples. Oh man, still looks masculine, I'm sorry. Looks like Sawatari likes your body. Look at how hard he is. Makoto turned you on that much, huh? Hee hee hee. Ugh, I didn't even realize that hard on from seeing Makoto in the nude. I have a room over there with a bed all ready for you. Why don't you two show me how you make love? No. Why don't you go fuck yourself? Excited, she takes us by the hand and drags us into the room. Oh no! No, 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 God, no. You know what, folks? I'm not gonna show you this. Because I don't want to see it. Fuck that. The day after. Several months passed since I arrived at my new home. By now, I'm used to my new life here. Although, perhaps it'd be more accurate to say I just stopped caring. Hell, maybe I'm already insane. I don't even know anymore. Hold on. The only thing I can say for sure is I don't mind working here. My daily schedule consists of eating delicious food, getting my penis pleasure, and sleeping. What's not to like? Best part is when I get to have sex with Kimishima, but that's rare. With so many other young men living here, it takes a while for my turn to come around. Meantime, I occupy myself with having sex with Makoto. No! God! I don't really mind having sex with men anymore. I just think of it like masturbation. No! Unfortunately, he's currently at the Mamiya residence for more surgery. It's kind of lonely without him more. The chime rings, indicating we were being summoned. It's time for a regular bath to maintain her youthful skin. Today, it's my group's turn. We drop whatever we're doing and immediately tend to our master. Oh, okay. We come to the bathroom set aside for the purpose and find our master already in the tub. Oh, you're here. Come on in. We follow orders and form a line around the bathtub. I take my usual spot right in front of her. Good of you to come, she says, looking at all the cocks surrounding her. As usual, we took off our clothes before coming, so we would be ready to go immediately. Obviously, she takes a sperm bath, which is the thing in How to Live a Healthy Hentai Life that we did. According to her taste, all the young men gathered fairly small cocks with skin covering the tip. Did you make sure to save up for today? We all nodded. We were all forbidden from masturbating these past few days. Not only that, but she laced our food with drugs, helped the production of semen, our balls were ready to burst. Glad to hear it. Now let's start. She strips out of her bra slowly and deliberately, making sure we get a good look. We all gulp as her voluptuous breasts fall out into the open. My loins are already on fire just at the sight of her large areole. Next, she uncrosses her legs and shows off her crotch. Small panties she's wearing does little to hide her privates. Smell of pheromones drifting off it makes us even hornier. Look at you all staring so fervently. You want it so bad? Bathing in our stares makes her shiver with excitement as well. Let me show you what's underneath. She slides out of the skinny pair of panties. We all gulp again. After going for so long without masturbating, makes for a very stimulating sight. Some of us are tempted to start masturbating on the spot. Look at your throbbing cocks. She crosses her legs again, teasing us. I'm all ready. You guys can get hard now. She starts playing with her nipple deliberately to get us in the mood. Her cheeks flush as she heats up and works more intently at her nipples. The sound of her moaning makes my loins ache. My queen, my penis grows out of its foreskin, gets hard. Me too. The other boys follow soon after. You're the oldest one here and you first get hard. It's like your cock doesn't have a sense of shame. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. It's okay. Just make sure to come a lot. Your semen is especially good for the skin. Good. The next three boys get hard at nearly the same time. You're all so full of life. Seeing all the young men getting hard puts her in a good mood. Oh, I'm hard. Me too. Okay, soon all the boys standing around her have erections. She looks at all the cocks around her and smiles in satisfaction. As a reward for being the first to get erect, I'll make Sawatari come with my feet. Oh, thank you so much. My member throbs with excitement at the news. If you want to thank me, do it by giving me a lot of cum. She wraps her feet around my cock and rubs her soles against it. Oh! Already feels amazing as soon as she starts. As her feet gradually pick up speed, the pleasure gets even more intense. Does it feel good? Yes, it's amazing. I'm more sensitive than usual since I went so long without coming. Even just getting rubbed by her feet feels like I'm having sex. Pre-cum oozes from the tip of my cock, coating her feet, making the rubbing go smoother. I'm coming! Do it. Shoot your sticky cum all over my body. Make my skin young again. She finishes me off by rubbing her feet against my sensitive tip. I'm coming! Oh, here it comes. You shoot that stuff far. My cum arches through the air, lands on her body. Doesn't take long before her feet are covered in my semen. There's some more. Thanks to the semen production stimulant in our food, the stream of cum just keeps coming without slowing down. One of the other boys hits climax after I did. I'm coming too! All over my face! When she turns over to see who's coming, he gets her right in the face. I'm coming on my queen's face. The fact that he's giving her a facial arouses him makes him come even harder. Come on, everyone. Shoot your cum all over my entire body. She opens her legs and shows off her pussy to everyone. Come all over me. Drown me in your youthful semen. As the smell of cum in the bathroom gets stronger, she gets even more turned on and fiddles with her clit more furiously. The sight is so stimulating makes the rest of the boys start to come. My queen! She picks up some of the semen coating her body with her finger. Ah, it's so warm. I have some of mine, too. Me too. I can't take it anymore. I'm coming. Here it comes. Yeah. Ah. Magnificent. It's like a cum shower. Keep it coming. Fill my bathtub with your youthful, potent semen. They're like broken faucets covering her in a seemingly never-ending stream of white coating, and she enjoys every second of it. There are no inhibitions here. Everyone is completely open and faithful to their desires. Wow, look at it fly! In addition to the drugs, we're also trained to keep our orgasms going for an extended period in order to come as much as possible. Excuse me. As a result, we managed to fill up the bathtub with a large amount of cum. My shoulders heaved in exhaustion and I finally stopped ejaculating and came with so much at once that my balls ache like hell. Once we finished, we're so spent that we're nearly on the verge of passing out. The tub is filled with an unbelievable amount of semen giving off an incredible stench. And in the middle of it is our master soaking in the cum bath with an intoxicated look on her face. You gave me so much cum. She soaks in our cum with a look of rapture. My penis used up all its energy and shrivels up. There is a single drop left to give for many of us. Good job, everyone. You can go with some rest now. But it's not enough. I need more. I want my whole body soaking in cum. She starts fiddling with her pussy some more. Doing so, the cum we filled the tub with gets sucked inside her pussy. Now step back and let the next group take your place. We file unsteadily out of the bathroom with dead eyes. My life in my new home goes on, but who can say for how long? Just last month, two boys weren't giving out as much cum as they used to, so they were given an overdose of drugs that turned them into vegetables. After that, they were taken out of the mansion and replaced with three new recruits. The lineup of servants is ever-changing, and eventually my turn would come as well. Fortunately, there doesn't seem to be any danger of that happening anytime soon, at least for now. I go to sleep to prepare myself for the next day, but even after I wake up, the nightmare will never end. Okay, that's the next ending. I have to cut a lot of things out of here, but you get it. Okay, so we're very, very, very close to the end of this. Look at the keys. There's three keys left. Three keys left, and that big key is the canon key. That's the main ending. Obviously, that's the key that holds everything. So let's see. Yep. Okay, new world, the flower of evil, and the worst end.